First, I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on my MySpace situation. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about how I was worried that it was going to dominate my life and control me, and that I'd become part of it, and then Keanu would have to come rescue me and all that business. It hasn't consumed me that badly, actually. It really hasn't. So that's good. There is one thing that is a little bit annoying. Now, if you're not familiar with MySpace, MySpace, you go and, you know, you put your picture on there, and you put, like, you can put songs on there. You can, in my case, we put show clips on there from the show, some of the few ones that are actually decent. And you go around and you make friends, and then you can get into their friends and see, you know, reconnect with people you haven't talked to in a while. And then there's this little area called My Bulletin Space on your homepage. Now, this is where people can send out bulletins, and it goes to everybody who's on their friends list. Now, here's the thing with these bulletins, is it's like traveling 10 years back in time to when the internet was first kind of getting big.
Yeah.
You agree with me on this?
I do.
Let's see. Let me see. It's this one. That one's not bad. That's actually a decent one. It's the ones that, it's like the forward ones that concern me. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's like post your zodiac sign or you'll get bad luck. And then it has like different things about like the different signs. And you know, giving stuff out. It's weird things like that. Like, there's your, what your sign means. And what are some of the weird ones you've gotten?
Ones
like,
that I hate.
Like the month you're born, the day and the year, and then that means that you're like a dirty old man or something like that. Things like that.
Those actually kind of might be entertaining to some people, but the ones that aren't entertaining to anyone. Want to know who's looking at your profile? Send this to 15 of your friends right now, and it'll happen to your profile. And there's like a disclaimer at the bottom that says, there is no such thing, blah, 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 blah. If it was, you would not have to repost this. But they don't read it, and they just send it to everybody.
They don't read all the way
down. Stop sending me this crap.
So that's just a little hoax.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's kind of a different, that's an interesting way to play on it. Yeah, the passing on of stuff. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and then like the things where you link on to stuff and whatnot. It's just the bulletins. It's just they seem so, you know, like I don't get those anymore, that type of stuff. Like I remember getting those when the internet first came out. Now I get forwards of like 5 megabyte video files or something. Like, jeez, what are you trying to do to me? Sticks in the morning, what's up?
Yes, hello. I am an Iraqi woman living in Manhattan, and I'm hearing you talking about MySpace.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm talking a little bit about how annoying the posts are with bulletins.
I disagree with your assessment, sir.
Okay, well, what do you like them then?
Let me just say that I forwarded on a MySpace message as it described to send it on to 10 people, so I then forwarded it to 10 members of my family.
Yeah?
And what happened?
I received a hot pink banana hammock in the mail.
What? Why would you want one?
I guess it does work out sometimes. Sweet.